is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Luke chapter 10, starting the 25th verse. Behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, What is written in the law? How do you read it? And he answered, You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, and with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. He said to him, You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live. But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And so likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine. And then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay when I come back. Which of these 3 do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? He said, The one who showed him mercy. And Jesus said to him, You go and do likewise. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Amen.
So over these next couple of weeks, we're going to do something a little different than our norm, in that right now, typically, I would preach for anywhere from between 20 minutes to an hour and a half. And I'm going to try and keep this portion, when it's, I'm new, and Alex's going to help a bit too. We're going to try and keep this quick section to about 5 minutes, a little more than 5 minutes. Just want to review a little bit. But what we're going to be doing is we're going to be walking through this book. If you don't have a copy of this yet, we've got a bunch. And so just raise your hand. Melinda will get one to you. This is our gift to you. And I want to encourage you, if you're part of the Via Vancouver community, to take time and read through it. It's not a hard read. As we walk through it as a church, we'll go 2 chapters at a time. And you can probably read 2 chapters for sure in a half an hour. It depends on, I don't know how fast you read. But it's not like a real complicated read. As you read it, pay attention especially to what's happening in your heart. Make note, there'll be other things that stand out to you, and that's great, but pay special attention to what happens in your heart, especially as you get into the book, because it really starts to touch some of the things that might stand in the way, be almost like barriers to us as we try and love our neighbors. We had some time together in the parable that I just read a couple weeks ago, where we talked about the Good Samaritan, and we talked specifically about the question that's asked of Jesus, where the man, in an attempt to justify himself, asks, Who's my neighbor? And you'll remember, if you were there, that what we kind of summed it up as was Jesus' answer really was, if it lives and breathes, it's your neighbor. Men and women who live and breathe are your neighbor. That's the answer. You don't get to disqualify anybody from that category because they are of another race, or because they are of another social class, or because you don't understand them or like their ideas. The reality is, Jesus comes in with this radical answer to this question, and he gives this answer to the question in light of the Great Commandment. And they're not commandments Jesus made up, but he certainly fulfills them. Right? He's pulling this idea to love your neighbor as yourself. This is actually an Old Testament commandment, but Jesus kind of fulfills it. They had the commandment, but as Jesus lives into and explains it, they start to realize, oh, wow. Like everybody. Oh, we hadn't interpreted that way. I think Jesus would have said something like, I know. So here he is. He says we're to love our neighbor, and that means everyone. Jay Pathak and Dave are going to watch a video here in a second, so I won't get too much into the intro to the book, and then you read it, you'll get the whole story. But I've written a book about the art of neighboring, and at its crux is this story you'll see them make some very similar points to what I made when I taught on that parable. I found it actually kind of amazing that we're maybe onto something here when we found this book. It's going to be really helpful for us. But they're asking this question: what if Jesus meant that we should love our actual neighbor? I loved what we learned and what we were taking from it, that everyone is our neighbor. And we can't disqualify anyone from it. But I think they've got a great point in the book when they say things like this: if we aim for everything, we'll probably hit nothing. I thought it was a great point. The reality of it is we can talk about this, but it can become, if we're not careful, we talk about our neighbors and loving our neighbors, it just becomes super theoretical. And we talk about how important it is and how committed to it we are and how we could do it and on, and like, it just gets exhausting because at the end of the day, we haven't actually loved any of our neighbors. And it's like, oh, well, that's not going to work, right? Just had some just great conversations with Mike recently as he's been thinking about this and realizing, oh, I think it actually means my neighbors, right? So I think we're in a great spot to think about this. What if Jesus meant that we should love our actual neighbors? In addition, the book says, to thinking of our neighbor metaphorically, as did the Good Samaritan, we need to apply Jesus' teaching to our literal neighbors. Real people with real names, phone numbers, and addresses. And I love it. It's so simple. This isn't rocket science, but it pins me. Right? All of a sudden, I actually can't be selective about my neighbors. And I like that about it. Right? If I look at our apartment building and the floor that I'm on, we've got people of ages and seasons of life. Like, it's not just people who love the very same stuff I do and think the same way I do. You know, there's something I think that's going to really come to us. It's going to challenge us in deep ways as we walk through this. But I think it's ways that God is wanting to challenge us. So before we jump into some of it together, I'm going to just have Melinda throw a video up here. We'll watch a bit of an intro from these guys to their book, and then we will do some stuff together. Most of our time together in the teaching section over the next couple of weeks, we want to spend in dialogue and kind of growing this stuff together. So.